South Carolina has a new commodity checkoff program. Let's find out about it from South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, what can you tell us about this?
You're right, Mike. We've had several for quite a number of years, and lately, for the last couple of years, we've been talking about our corn crop and how to use our own funds to do some research to improve those yields. So after some work by the Ag Commission and the Department of Agriculture and a key group of farmers, we have a corn checkoff program that was started in July 1.
Commissioner, I would call this a little bit of a head-scratcher. As big as corn is in South Carolina, why has it taken this long to get a checkoff program for it?
Now, Mike, I specialize in the who, what, winning, where questions. The why questions are sometimes above my pay grade. But nevertheless, while we haven't had one, I guess is we'll have to figure that out later. But we got it in place now. It joins beef, cotton, peanuts, pork, soybeans, tobaccos. So we have it in place. Again, some key farmers came to us and said our yields are a little bit behind our neighboring states, so we need more research on our soils, and that's what checkoff programs are designed around: research, promotion, and education, all with the farmer's production in mind. So glad to have it underway now.
And I think the key to that is what you said, that was farmers came to you wanting to get this started. This has been producer-driven, right?
That's correct. I mean, we started, the Ag Commission manages these commodity boards for us, oversees the elections and whatnot, and did the same for the corn checkoff just started. The Ag Commission's been around since, 1978 doing this, so it managed the elections and it managed the referendum, so everything was done. Took a few months to do it all, but now we've got it in place, have a board that's been elected by regions, and I think they'll have their first official meeting somewhere in October that I will try to attend and set down some goals for having this checkoff in place and go from there. Of course, not the best year to start with our corn crop suffering from the drought, but nevertheless, it's time to get going with it.
And there was a process involved here, as you mentioned, and it took quite a while. There were quite a few steps that had to be taken along the way, right?
That's right. You have to do a full vote and had to have, I think, two-thirds of the acreage to vote in favor of it. Had to let farmers know they can opt out if they choose to. It's a process. And then putting the board together, again, dividing it up by regions. So takes a lot of work and makes us appreciate it when it comes to fruition.
And the board members have been elected and they're in place, right?
That's right. And just yesterday in my office trying to figure out a time that I can meet with them when they have their first meeting in October. So the money has been coming in through checkoffs, as of July 1. So now it'll be up to the board to decide some priorities for the initial year of the checkoff.
Well, a welcome to the South Carolina Corn Board, and telling us all about it has been Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.